Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
GE buys an aerospace firm.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. GE is expanding in Europe. It's agreed to buy the aerospace division of the British industrial firm Smith. The price tag, a hefty $4.8 billion. GE is hoping to capitalize on new plane orders and strong U.S. military spending. Smith has been under pressure from shareholders to concentrate its activities. Britain's largest defense contractor, BAE, paid a secret commission to win a contract with Tanzania. That according to Britain's Guardian newspaper. The company is the largest foreign supplier to the Pentagon. It was investigated recently in connection with an alleged bribe to Saudi Arabia. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
BAE, says The Guardian, secretly paid $12 million into a Swiss bank account controlled by Tanzanian middlemen. They brokered a deal under which BAE sold a military radar system to the Tanzanian government. The payment is suspicious, says The Guardian, because it amounts to 30% of the contract price, much larger than a usual legitimate commission. Britain's Serious Fraud Office is investigating. Simon Hill speaks for the Campaign Against the Arms Trade.
The arms trade has a tendency to breed corruption wherever it occurs. In this context, it's imperative that the British authorities fully resource this investigation into BAE's dealings in Tanzania.
Last month, the British government cancelled an investigation into allegations that BAE bribed Saudi officials. The British government had come under intense pressure from the Saudi royal family to halt the inquiry. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Supreme Court will be wrestling with a complex insurance case tomorrow. The question centers on when insurance companies have to notify you if you're paying more because of a bad credit report. Nancy Marshall Ginzer explains.
Federal law says if your insurance company looks at your credit score and then decides to zap you for more money, it has to tell you. But should that law apply to new customers? The insurers say no. Thomas Hefferon is their attorney.
Insurance companies say that there's no way you can have an increase in charge if you don't have insurance with that company in the first place.
But attorney Scott Nelson of the group Public Citizen takes the prospective customer's side.
These people, if they'd had better credit, would have paid one amount. The company looked at their credit and said, no, you have to pay more. That's an increase.
The Supreme Court will be deciding whether companies intentionally broke the law. Attorney Hefferon says if insurers lose, they'll owe consumers billions.
That's billions with a B, like boy.
In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genser for Marketplace.
The markets are closed today in observance of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Wall Street ended the week Friday on a strong note, though. The Dow soared 41 points to 12,556. The Nasdaq climbed 17 points to 2502. And the S&P added 6 points to 1430. T-Mobile is ringing in the changes. Today it launches a new version of the BlackBerry Pearl smartphone. This BlackBerry is white. The move comes in response to Apple's launch of its iPhone less than a week ago. The Pearl allows users to surf the internet, play music, and take pictures. It's just like the iPhone, but it costs less than half as much. The iPhone is expected to be on the shelves in June.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellows shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the bulldog of shredders. More at Fellows.com.
Most banks are closed today to celebrate King's holiday, but that doesn't mean they're not thinking of ways to drum up business. More banks want to steal new customers away from, well, other banks. And there's a lot that's new about banking, which makes those institutions eager to get your business. We asked Marketplace's Lisa Napoli to investigate.
Over 20,000 people a month are opening new accounts at Bank Atlantic. Are you ready to switch banks?
Well, yeah, but you know.
This East Coast bank wants your money. And to get it, they're offering you a variety of gifts.
Don't you want to get a $77 MasterCard gift card for opening a free checking account? Don't you want a portable TV or MP3 player free?
I love kids.
The answer might be yes, but that's not inspiring most of us to sign up. Fewer of us are switching banks these days, and banks are learning there's more to winning us over than freebies.
People aren't chasing the toasters anymore.
That's Richard Westelman of Hitachi's Dove Consulting Group, which studies banking trends. He says banks have done a good job of convincing us to do everything electronically. 70% of us now use direct deposit, and half of us pay at least one bill online. And that means it might just be too much work to leave your bank.
When I go online to pay my bills, there's now probably 30 different payees. And if you told me tomorrow that you want me to switch banks, my first question is going to be, well, what about all that?
Banks are ready with an answer.
When a customer comes to us, in less than 15 minutes, we can get them everything they need as it relates to the new account opening process.
That's Linda Verber of Commerce Bank in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Like many banks, they're offering to do the heavy lifting.
We've got a concierge service that does the tougher stuff, so the tougher stuff is direct deposit.
But how do you convince an entrenched customer that a checking account's not just a checking account?
You can't really differentiate through product, and you really can't outspend or outresource the big guys.
Lanny Hayward is with Umpqua Bank, which serves the Portland, Oregon area.
So we decided that we were going to hone in on something we felt that was missing, really, in the financial industry, and that was really looking at and embracing the idea of being a retailer of financial products and services.
That's marketing speak for making snazzy branches look like boutiques, not banks, and function like community centers. No desks, cozy chairs. There's free internet access at computer terminals. And a music download station so you can sample local artists. And after every transaction, you get a free chocolate. Hayward figures if perks like chocolate make people happy, then they'll tell their friends.
The best marketing is word of mouth. If you want anybody to switch banks or switch doctors or switch whatever, it's who tells you about it. And that's what this is really all about, is that it's something that's so different and so good that you go tell other people about. It really is the small things like that that just make you feel welcome. It's simple.
In other words, toasters may be out, but service is back in style. I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
If you're on the go, perhaps shopping for a new bank, take us with you. You can do that because we're podcasting. To get more information, just go to our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great King holiday.
American Public Media.
Speed limits on Germany's Autobahn.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.